Wow. Welcome to episode 94. I'm Sean Solo.
This Stuffy Nomadic Goddess.
Stray on my fucking drums.
All right. First off, I want to shout out all our YouTube listeners, Spotify gang, Google Podcast gang, Apple Podcast gang, Anchor gang, because it's sponsored by Anchor. I want to take some time out to shout out to some listeners from your new best friend's podcast. They just recently gave us a rating on iTunes. 5 stars. Yeah.
Hey. 5 stars. Hey, 5 stars.
Yeah. It says excellent. I like that. Excellent.
Oh my God. Go ahead.
So the review, and I quote, "Love this show. Always keeps me interested and always looks forward to new episodes. Tabby from your new best friend's podcast." Shout out to Tabby. Shout out to your new best friend's podcast.
Thank you.
Much appreciated.
Now, if y'all would like to get shouted out on the show, you know, live on camera for YouTube, you know, for the listening ears, you have to drop a review and a comment. This ain't free.
This shit ain't free. You're looking at me like I never see, like I never made it's meat eating your leftovers around meat.
Okay. But no, on a serious note, we love to hear what you think. We love to hear how you like us, how you dislike us. We think it's funny.
Sometimes.
On all social means, we will see all of it. You can hashtag the Uncelebs, UNCELEBZ. No S, because we will not find it. All right.
All right. Also, shout out to everyone who has been tuning in on the Schizo interview.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I think that interview was fun.
That was a lot of fun.
That interview was so fun.
Yeah, man. Doing numbers on the views on IG. So, well played, guys. Well played.
Thank you. You asked most of the questions, so well played. Yeah.
Oh, sure. Nah, yeah. I was doing.
All right, so that's episode 91. If y'all if interested on who is Schizo, check that episode out.
Hey.
Yeah. All right, well, fuck shit. So check it out. This is a couple of days ago. Good work. On my way to get some breakfast. So I'm on my way to get a breakfast. I'm leaving my job. So I'm waiting to go across the street to go to the bank. I notice in the street, it's this guy. He's like in the street. So I guess he's one of those like he delivers the packages like FedEx or one of the message carriers. So he's in the street. He got like the hand truck. He's in the street. And he's sitting there circling this SUV. Like the light is red. He's sitting there just circling this car, like. And I'm sitting there, I'm looking at the person in the car. And I can see the person in the car going, I'ma hit him. Like that. that's all you see the driver doing. I'ma hit him. Fuck it. So luckily,
I got time today.
Like let them circle one more time. I'm hit him. So he luckily he gets out the street in time. He light turns green, right? All right, okay. I'll go inside the bank. You know, I'll take some money out, whatever. I come out the bank. I see the guy coming out the bank behind me, the same messenger guy with the hand truck. And I'm looking at him, and I'm trying to explain this as, like, you know, I'm trying to give you a visual. Okay, it's a lollipop, right? Like, let's say a blow pop, right? You got the actual candy, right, on top. And then you got the other end, like, the stick. He was sucking the lollipop backwards.
Wow. Was it like a two-sided Darth Maul lightsaber lollipop?
No.
That's very specific. I'm worried.
Like the part where
you can say a lollipop baton.
No, like the part with the part with the lollipop is like hanging out. So it was out.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Do you know for a fact that there wasn't another side to that lollipop?
No. No, I did. Because he's like sucking on a stick like like this.
A lady in the tramp, double-sided lollipop.
Yeah, like he was sucking the stick like it was the lollipop. And I said, whatever drug that got this man sucking his lollipop backwards, I want to stay far away from him.
He's like, yo, you don't understand. I want to get the gum out first.
It's like he just unwrapped the lollipop. It's like, ah, fuck it. Just
the side tastes better.
So the moral of the story, kids, is don't do drugs. Don't do it.
Don't do those drugs.
That's my fuck shit for the week. Like one of my friends asked me, she was like, oh, so like he, when you say he was sucking the lollipop backwards, right? Like in what sense? So I was like, oh, it's like you smoking a cigarette backwards.
Yeah, just got it all the way turned around.
You smoking a cigarette backwards.
I've seen lollipops in people's mouth backwards, but they were, you know how like people have that like something hanging out their mouth and it's just in their mouth, like yeah, the top to a pen or something like that. Was it like that or was like?
That's what it seemed like. Like if he had a toothpick, he would have been chewing.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like a toothpick.
Well, toothpick has two of the same size.
No, we know. I know. I'm not denying that. Yeah. What I'm saying is.
Not all toothpicks, Sean.
Word. Some toothpicks got paper on one side.
Oh,
Sean.
My God.
Okay, now you're right.
Some of them have colorful tassels.
Yes.
Okay? Not all toothpicks are the same on both sides. All your societal heteronormative.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Because, all right, I'm not.
How can I explain this? Like, yo, no. Do I have a lollipop?
No. Wait, is it mango peach? Because that one was delicious.
No, nigga.
Yo, I'm sorry. She had a dum-dum. And I'm like, yo, can I have this? She like, sure. And I try it. And I just take the paper off and start eating it. And then after like 30 seconds, I'm like, this is good as shit. Like, what is it? I had to get the paper out of the garbage. Like,
boom,
okay.
We have a lollipop.
Yeah, okay. All right. Good. All right. We got exhibit A.
Now. Did it look like this?
It looked exactly like that. Like, unwrapped, right?
Okay.
It was
okay.
The part was red.
So, he
wait, are you about to eat that lollipop?
Why? You want it?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you're going to demonstrate?
Yeah, demonstrate.
Okay.
That's exactly what he was doing. That's exactly what he was doing.
What, Sean?
He's trying to pull the hand choke with the shit still in his mouth. Like,
wait, so the paper wasn't on it?
No, the paper wasn't on the lollipop.
The paper wasn't on the lollipop.
No, it wasn't.
And the lollipop was full blown bone dry.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he, okay, yeah, I don't know what was going on.
And it was big. It was a blow pop, so it was like, you know, it was like one of the big ones. Yeah.
I'm cool with your fuck shit because it got me a lollipop.
Oh,
I got
God
to get a lollipop because somebody was.
He said, "Wait, are you gonna eat that?"
Wait, excuse me, UPS guy or courier guy. If you're watching this, this is how it's done.
Yo, now that we've got that out of the way,
yeah.
I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt because I ain't seen the shit. All right, so there's a lot. Like I said, I can see people holding it like that, not wanting to like they. Not wanting to bite it, and they kind of mad. They want to chew on something, and then turn around and eat the lollipop.
Right, I get that. Okay, I get that. But
once I found out the paper was off it, yeah, no saving them. No saving them.
And he took it out to eat it and was like, "I gotta commit to it now."
Yeah, shit is real in the city, man.
Okay.
Okay, all right, so we got the election update. What are our thoughts on this?
Hey, so the newest update is that Bernie Sanders is winning all of the goddamn early voting states. So far, Bernie Sanders is the first candidate, Republican or Democrat, to win in all three of the early voting states.
Really?
Yeah, he won Nevada in a landslide.
I saw.
Landslide. I saw. No, nothing even close in Nevada. So, yeah, man.
Yeah, I was learning about that earlier. Maybe next time we have an update, I'll kind of go over stuff that, because there's some stuff I'm learning. So as I'm learning, I can teach y'all too.
Yeah, yeah.
Because what they're doing now is like the delegates, the like a certain number of votes, whoever wins a certain state mm-hmm. in the primary.
Yeah.
Like how that work and everything, because I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not like super political, so I know like the basics. You know.
And this is why this update is here, because I don't know. I know the absolute, like, look, do you want this guy to win? Okay, vote for him. That's all I pretty much know. Yeah. Yeah. The reason why I learned more is because we started this podcast in 2016, and we happened to start right before that fuck shit of election. Oh, so, yeah, sure. So that's kind of when I was like, okay, yeah, the unset up should be the one.
that was sad. Remember that? Yeah.
We was all on the phone that night. Like, yeah. Yo, oh my God, what the fuck? Okay, you can't have that happen again.
We can't have. I remember, like, on the, like, the next day, that morning, like, everybody on the train looked depressed.
Everybody, like, the birds didn't even chirp. Yeah. I was downtown Brooklyn. Everybody was mad quiet. The world felt that shit. That's what was scary to me. And I was like, yo, everybody is fucking still.
Yeah.
Like, we're walking, but we ain't pushing nobody. Uh-huh. We don't care that nobody's next to each other, nothing.
Right. Like, I went to the bar, and, like, nobody was talking to anybody. Like, everybody was just, like, looking down.
Give
like,
me my Jack and Coke and don't fucking talk to me.
like you want, you know, it's a $10 minimum. Like, fuck it, man. Give me my shit. Go get my shit.
Yeah, yes, Dre.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Word. It seems like I see a headline on this article. It says Latino voters seem to be a big fans of T.O. Bernie.
Uncle Bernie.
Okay. Yeah, like, I mean, my whole thing is like Sean said, I don't keep up with that shit too much. I know the basic shit. I know what y'all supposed to do. Like, I know what I'd like y'all to do, you know, but, you know, the best thing that I could hope for is that you just don't affect me, you know, like at all.
Right. And we also see the bullshit, because the fucking Super Bowl, those commercials. Yo. Oh man, you guys is pandering to the black people. Oh man, you guys just didn't give a fuck.
Pander, like, pander.
Like, you literally sitting in, like, the Trump shit, and the Mike Bloomberg have, like, some old black lady crying, like, oh, it does so much for the community. It was like, wow, you guys really going all out with
Yo,
this.
Yo, you know what I didn't realize until I read it on Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. Goddamn. I didn't realize it until I read it on Twitter. Somebody, I think it was Crystal from The Read.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, yo, Bloomberg. Like, there are going to be black people who don't live in New York or who've never lived in New York that will vote for Bloomberg.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And it's going to work. And I was like, holy shit, she's right. Because, like, had I not, if I didn't live here and didn't know, or I didn't know somebody who lived here and everything, to see, like, what he did for New York or what was going on around the time he was mayor for New York and everything, like, I wouldn't know. Like, how would you know? Unless somebody said something.
If
you're not from New York, unless he did something on a national scale, so it's like, oh yeah, I'm not voting for that person.
The stop and frisk.
Yeah, but how would somebody in Cali? Okay, the reason why I'm saying that is because a lot of what he did for the city, that's local news.
Yeah, okay.
Unless you look the shit up. Unless you look it up and see, okay, what is he about? What did he do as when he was mayor and all that other stuff? It's not going to make national news, my opinion. That's what I'm saying. So I'm like, I don't know if it does, and it does. And if people have different opinions of him, they have different opinions on him. If they think, okay, he's safe and we're just going to go with him because he's better than Trump, that's a lot of people's probably idea.
Most likely.
I don't see it happening because from what we're getting from what Dre said, people like Bernie.
Yeah, it's another...
People like Bernie and Biden. I don't...
But... Yeah. You know, the funny thing with Bernie, I get, like, a lot of mixed reviews. Like, you have people that's, you know, obviously for Bernie. And then you got some people that's against him because it's like, oh, he's, like, too socialistic. Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Certain things that he says, I agree on. And then there's, like, one thing I don't agree on. It's like, it's no way you're going to get rid of college debt just completely. Sure. It's just not going to happen.
Sure you can.
Sean.
How?
Sean.
Yeah.
If he can find a way, I'm here for it.
$1 trillion? Like, how Sean? Is he?
No, wait.
Sean.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm here.
If he can find a way.
I get that. For it. I get that. I'm all for it too.
But you think that he's just like promising too much? Like that? It's
is
not
that where
realistic.
You're coming from? It.
So yeah, this is how I feel. One thing that we don't notice is how much all of these prices got inflated over our lifetime. Mm-hmm. Like when we were, you know, kids and not really worried about college, it wasn't costing no $160,000 for 4 years of college at a average school. Yeah. You know,
that's Ivy League money.
So no. Now you got all of these, like, if you set some regulations, you know, and things like that, and there's a lot of different programs where, like, the same reason why these colleges do scholarship plans and grants and stuff like that, if you can make it a grant in itself, that is something that could knock off the price, you know? Like, I'm not 100% sure how he said it, and I think that is one thing that's going to take longer, but... People believe that is just as unrealistic as, you know, free healthcare for everyone.
Yeah.
You know? And free healthcare is, once again, you know, the industry has blown up all of the prices. If you spend any time in, you know, admitted to a hospital and you leave, and you look at that long receipt of your medical bills, and, you know, like... A bedpan it costs like $150
for no reason.
It's like these things are, every single thing is overcharged. It's almost like you at a fucking stadium and paying for a hot dog, you know, because you get a Band-Aid at the hospital. It's going to cost $5 each Band-Aid.
Oh yeah, that aspirin $20.
Exactly. Like,
what?
So if shit like that gets regulated, then I could definitely see, you know, everything else getting taken care of. So,
but that's what I'm saying. It's like, I'm not saying like I would want that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just that, okay, if you're gonna get rid of this debt, who's paying for it? Are we paying for it? How are you gonna get the money for it?
Well,
who's paying for that? Or is it coming out of our check? Like, what's
is
the
it
deal?
Coming out?
I mean,
check?
I know the. Big,
I mean, what Medicare is coming out your check already. So,
I mean, like,
if you
I'm
get,
like this.
If you have. Coverage, you know what mm-hmm. I mean, but still, well,
yeah. Like I said, I don't know too much about politics. I just think about basic shit that makes sense. The basic shit that makes sense is America spends more on military than any other nation, like by a huge margin, and we've been doing that every year for the past 50 years. We've been spending more and more than everybody else. So if you know, if we spend, if money. We got $1 trillion that need to get paid here, and we spend $3 trillion on this shit, then, and we can cut down a trillion, then there you go, you know? Like, I really think of all places in the world, America isn't the place where you have to worry about how is this getting paid for, you know? Like, the top 3 or 4 richest people in America can pay for most of the shit that we're talking about.
Right. And it's true, like, it can, but then it's like, okay, what happens if you get rich, and then it's like, all right, Are you gonna pay for that if you get rich?
We're talking about the government. Well, I'm talking about the government.
I'm saying, yeah, taxing the rich is definitely a major thing. And I mean, like,
there's so many loopholes.
I think it's necessary, like, to actually tax the rich. You know, like these people that's making all of these billions of dollars every year.
There's a way in and around that. In that, okay, since we're in tax season, like, when you donate stuff, that's a tax write-off.
Sure.
When you do certain things, when you get, that's a tax write-off. You're still doing things for other people, so you need to get that money back. It's just, it's a way to distribute the money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and like, and that's one way that a lot of people try to, you know, that's, it's not like it's saving them money on their taxes or whatever.
It's not.
It's like you're paying it in a different way.
Yeah.
You know?
But
like, so it's, the, got.
What I was going to say was, like, I remember back in the day when people be like, oh, getting on Oprah because she, every time she had her show or whatever she does, she would always give people these gifts, and that episode where she gave everybody a car and all that stuff. Like, oh, she getting tax written off of that. I'm like, okay, so, but it's still coming from a good place. She didn't have to do that. Mm-hmm. It's a way, it is a way for her to get a tax write-off, but what's wrong with that?
Nothing
at all.
Nothing wrong with it.
But I'm so saying, people's like shaming her. It was like, oh, it's just a tax write-off. So what?
I'm saying,
right. It's not like she's like obligated to like, oh, you have to give away these cards.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'm just like I said, I'm all for Bernie. I'm just wanting to like get down to the nitty gritty about it. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
Sean needs a plan. She needs a written out. This is how it's gonna happen.
But,
plan.
But that's the thing. A lot of these things that we're talking about, Bernie has published, and you know, you can take a look at it. Like all of the healthcare plan and stuff like that. That is already written, and you can actually read it right now if you want to. You know, but
I would like to find that.
Yeah, but it's like there's a lot of complicated issues and stuff like that, and. There are some extremely rich people, and should they get taxed, you know, like 52% is what, you know, the number that, you know, I heard, like, they'll get taxed like 48% if they make it over a certain amount.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And quite frankly, it's like, yo, if you making over $10 billion in, like, in that year, and you already have money, and this is going to get taxed, and the country that you live in is going to benefit from it, you know, then it makes sense. Like, you got all of this money from the country that you, you know, like, and I get it that, you know, you earn this money and it should be all yours, but that's not how shit works. Yeah. That's not how, you know, like, that's not how shit really succeeds.
Yeah. You know, if anything, it seems like we get tax more than the rich,
and it seems like that class, because when we get taxed, we feel it. Like
we do feel it.
Last year, I had when I did my taxes, they said I owed money, and that shit hurt. Like, you know, that I'm expecting to get, you know, $800, $1,500, something. You know, I'm expecting to get a refund or something. But because of, you know, like, however much money I made that year or other circumstances, I owed $500. So now I got to find this $500 to pay this, you know?
That's crazy.
Like, we live in paycheck to paycheck, and we looking at our check and seeing all of these, this money going out,
exactly,
to all of these taxes. But then, on the flip side of it, it's like, once you start making some serious money, yeah, of course you don't want to get taxed like that. But, you know, it's necessary. Now it's all about just making sure that it goes to the right things. You know, if you could choose what your taxes would go to, exactly, and the shit that you agree with, then that'd be dope. But
like, if, yeah, like, if we can choose where it goes. But my thing is, like, if you put more energy into helping people know more about taxes to begin with, like, mm-hmm, from the ground up, in your city and your wherever you're living and everything. So I think it would be better for everybody. How? I don't know. I ain't a politician. I ain't a mathematician. So like, I don't know. Don't ask me about numbers. I don't know. Like, but I feel like everything could be better some way, somehow. So
that's true.
But yeah. But so that kind of goes into the next question. What will we expect from whoever's elected? Like, what do you need from, what needs to be changed from whoever gets elected?
Oh, wait, you should go first. You came with the question.
Yeah.
Oh, well, my main thing that I would need from whoever's elected is like logic, and I know that's a lot. I know that that's a shitload to ask for, but just logic, like no, but for real, I'm serious. Don't laugh.
No, I expected no. you. I would because this question it's like, to go yo, somewhere else.
It's like yo, there's no reason why anybody with money should be able to say, yo, I want to become president and have a serious campaign. Like Trump, Michael Bloomberg, these guys, like even Bloomberg is more qualified than Trump. But at the same time, it's like not everybody, there should be some certain qualifications aside from being 35 years old to being a president, you know?
Yes.
There are, and I'm not going to read them right now, but there are qualifications.
Yeah, like, but
there should be more qualifications, yeah, like, so this doesn't happen again.
Yeah, like, there's no reason why we should be going to war. Like, like our president, who already was impeached, is attacking another country while he's getting impeached. Like, literally, while he's getting impeached. Like, that doesn't make sense. Where's the logic? That's what I need. I need more logic. Okay. I need not to worry about you, not to hear about the president every day. You didn't hear about Obama every day unless you looked him up. You know,
word. I mean, you did, yeah, but it wasn't no big thing. You did. I watched the news every day. That's why you did. It was like, oh, President Obama did this. Boom. 5 minutes. That was it. You didn't hear. Like, it could be like one little thing. Oh, him and the family are going off to do this to volunteer with this, or doing this, or
the Obamas got a dog today.
No, that's it. Like you heard about, you used to hearing about the president, but not over stupid shit every second. Like. Yeah. I don't feel like talking about this man anyway. Because I'm getting antsy just talking about him. I'm like, ugh.
You need a cup of Kofifi.
Kofifi? I don't even drink Kofifi. I drink tea. Anyway.
Kofifi. That's crazy.
That shit was funny. Anyway. But what I would need, I don't know. Like, because my brain is operating on a very local level. So, I don't know who would fix that. Because the local level I'm thinking of is like, there's too many fucking people here.
Yeah. Like, I'll make it easy for you. Like, if you...
Population control?
No, not that extreme. Not that. Okay, there's different levels to my answer. Population
control. I was about to say.
No.
You don't know who could change it? Thanos.
That's not what I meant.
Thanos for president.
That's not what I... Okay, example of what I mean. Like, because I wrote... I told y'all like a few episodes back that I wrote on Twitter to MTA, basically. I was just tweeting my frustrations, and they actually answered me. I have to take the G train to work. And all of us New Yorkers know, if you take the G train is all of 4 cars.
Yeah.
And the area, Williamsburg, Bed-Stuy, downtown Brooklyn, from Court Square to Church Avenue, that's okay. Where the G train runs. That area is getting very, very overpopulated. So I was like, why don't y'all add more cars? That would help the rush hour, and we don't have to be sitting in there like sardines trying to get to fucking work, pushing people and being rude because we have to get on this train so we won't be late. Like,
missing trains and shit?
Yeah, missing the train. Now I have to run past 2 staircases because the train is too fucking short. Like, something simple like that. Some trains, because over the years, there weren't that many people at certain hours of the day. Mm-hmm. My answer that I got was, that was actually in discussion at the last town, at the last meeting they had. Mm-hmm. And what they ended up doing was, at certain times of the day, they just did more. They added more trains to the thing. I was like, no, you need to add more trains to the run and add more cars to the damn trains. Mm-hmm. There's too many fucking people.
You gotta stand at a certain spot on the platform to actually catch the train.
Exactly.
And that's fucking ridiculous.
Exactly. And now every time I get the train, I stand at the beginning of the car, at the front of the car. I have to wait for certain people to get off. And then it's like you have to teach people or people who just moved to the city how to get on a fucking crowded train. Get from the front of the fucking door before I punch you in the face. I time it too. I'm like, okay, you're taking too long. I swerve your ass, come in. If I see a gap in the middle of the track, I'm walking toward the gap. Excuse me.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Like, they get in the train, they walk mad slow in the train. It's
slow.
Like,
and then the conductors in the morning don't play. And I had the same conductor maybe three times this week. Well, last week. And she was like, look, we do this every morning. There's one right behind us. Get from in front of the door. Let the stand clear the closing doors. Yeah. Like, come on.
Right.
Get in the car. He's like, get in the car and everything. And I'm like, sometimes I have to squeeze in, but I know how to squeeze in. Like, you're going to be, like, I'm going to be smelling you for a second, but that's a second. Like, I have to stand clear.
Right.
I'm like, oh, my God. I didn't know I had fuck shit.
Yeah, that was a fucking good.
Wow.
But and what you got, man? What would you want from a politician or president?
I would want
what?
Our future president. Huh?
No, go ahead.
I would want our future president to not look make us look like fucking idiots.
Word. Yes. Represent your nation accordingly.
That would be nice.
Professionalism. That's not too much to ask.
That
logic,
nice.
Professionalism.
Nothing. And like, more shit on the local level. Like, just trickle down. It trickles down.
Yeah. Because it makes it look like you are the United States of America instead of the people that you're governing.
Yeah.
Like you separate yourself from the people.
Yeah.
And you like every time you do certain things and piss off other nations, and then when other nations have a problem with us, then you back away and like, oh, let the people deal with that. Like, no, you the one who set all this shit up. Now you want to run away now that the other nations got a problem with what you said or what you did. Like,
word.
This whole war, like, why is this happening? Why is the war happening?
You can't start a fight and then throw mad people in front of you. Like, that's not how that works.
Right. Oh, let our troops handle it. Everybody's going to sign up and all our troops is going to handle my issue.
Nobody fucking
because
likes
of
you.
My trying to crack them out.
Nobody likes you.
Right. And we got to deal with that, not you.
Exactly.
And it's like, that's what I want from our next president. Like, actually, don't separate yourself from the people that you're governing. Like, take pride in what you do and actually make people know that we are a functioning nation. Like, you know,
word.
You make us look like we've been the laughingstock of the world for a long ass time.
Word. I would say mostly 4 years, but okay.
Well, certain presidents make it.
And then we had a good 8 years, and then for 8 years before that, we was also the
laughingstock of the
world. Right. How
about so
it's like,
and then the president before that got a blowjob, and we were the
laughingstock
of
the
world.
I was no laughingstock. I was a kid.
Word, right? I remember that. Which one of y'all remember that?
Like,
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I heard it in passing. Yeah.
No, I didn't hear that one. Like the when it aired. Like, but I saw live. And he was like, "Yes, I did have sexual relations with that woman. It was a lie, and I'm sorry. I lied to you, America."
All right. Sean.
I love it.
You ain't lying to me, man.
God damn it, Hillary.
Sean.
For one, yeah, I'm gonna need my next president to not go on Twitter and tweet like a fucking 16-year-old.
Word.
Every time about something doesn't go
everything.
His way.
About everything.
Right. It's like you. It's like what are you doing? You're like in your what? You're like in your 70s, but you. Tweeting like just because stuff don't go your way, the first thing you go, oh man, well, this is not fair, you know. And then it's like, dude, just get off of Twitter. Like, just handle it.
Yo,
go handle it. Like,
the fact that these are what we require from a president, the bar is so fucking low right now. Anybody could be president right now.
Yeah.
We're asking you to have, to be logical, to pay more attention to the states in particular, to not make us look stupid, and to get off of Twitter. That's low. That the bar is really low.
Like, your own supporters is like, yo, I didn't put money.
What the fuck are you doing?
I didn't put money into this campaign so you could go run to Twitter. Go handle that shit. Go take care of that. I put money into it. Go take care of that. Don't run to Twitter.
I don't know.
Also, and I don't know if the president can take care of this, maybe the mayor, governor, whatever. Especially in New York. Listen, if it's called affordable housing,
make it affordable.
It has to be affordable. Like,
exactly.
So like, for example, right? I usually do the Housing Connect lottery, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you usually send emails out daily saying, hey, this apartment is available, you know. For
how much is the cheapest one?
Listen, yo, this right here, check it out, right? This is in Bushwick Avenue, right?
Bushwick?
This is in Bushwick. Mm-hmm. A studio is $2,150.
No.
Wow.
The annual household income is got to be between $73,000 or
$97,000.
Listen.
That makes no fucking sense.
That is made for two adults making at least $50,000 a year.
I don't even make that.
I don't even make that. Above working class.
Yeah. That is.
But, I mean, like, they don't.
It's not affordable.
It's not affordable.
They'll build up another set of projects and say.
Matter of fact.
Get Section 8. You can live there.
Yeah, but.
Matter of fact, who's it affordable for?
A CEO. A vice president, an executive.
A landlord.
I don't get it.
It's like, oh, what? Man, like, $2,450.
For the first time in my life, I'm actually thinking about leaving New York. And it's sad.
It's crazy.
Join the dark side.
No, like, I'm not moving down south with you, Aunt.
Join the dark side, guys.
I'm not moving down
south.
Sure.
Warm over here.
Yo, Aunt is never coming back. Aunt is never coming back. All
right. I will be backstroking in my pool paying $900 a month for a three-bedroom apartment.
Yo, stop bragging.
Yeah, we only got, like, Betsy Head pool. But, like...
Oh!
But that's one of the main things I wanted to address as, you know, what my position to do in the future, right?
All right, real quick. You got two flash hits.
Yeah.
Aunt, how long is your flash hit?
It's quick. Okay, I'll make it quick.
I got a quick one. Okay.
All right. Minute and a half each go.
Real quick. So, my week was a week, you know, work, and it's just been a week. But every day, like, I work during the day, it's stressful. I get to lunch, right? Come back to work. I look up. Why is it 4:00? Holy shit.
Oh, wow.
Holy shit. Oh, and then I sold two hats last week. So, you know, we out here. But nah, the way at certain time points, it felt like it was a black hole or something. Like, literally somebody was eating the time.
Wow.
Like, I don't know how I did it. I don't know if I really got any work done. Sorry, no. But, for real. Like, time just went fast after a certain time. It really did. I don't know if anybody else feels that way.
Time did go fast this week.
Yeah, it moved up. I think spring is really coming. Well, it never left, but.
Well, I think the day where the motherfucker was sucking the lollipop backwards, I think that day went by pretty quick. I don't remember, it was kind of on my mind like for the majority of the days.
It really bothered you, huh?
Hell yeah, I made a status about it on Facebook. To some Trump shit. Like, it's just not fair. I had to see this morning.
Oh my god. Okay, Aunt, go ahead.
Alright, so I got two good news. First good news is I got a new job.
Hey, you got a job.
Yeah, I got a new job. I'm gonna be doing tech support at home.
Hey. Oh, nice.
Nice.
So I just got this job. I start on March 9th.
Nice.
I'm really happy for that. So I could get to work on my YouTube. I get to work on studying, all that good stuff.
Good.
Nice.
And the second bit of fly shit is my lady, Dominique. She started a job being a car salesman. Car salesperson, basically.
Oh, hey.
Last month, and she sold her first car yesterday.
Nice. Hey, the commission.
$99 in the job. Well, okay, if you got the world's worst credit.
Commission.
So right. It's like W's on top of W's.
Nice.
I'm like,
that's the flyest shit. Yeah.
Word.
Might have to come see her for a car.
Word. Come through.
All right. So that wraps up this episode of the Unsolicited Podcast, man. I want to thank everybody for rocking, watching us, and just listening. Check us out on YouTube, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, and all that good stuff, man. I'm Sean Solo.
I'm Anthony, a.k.a. Nostalgic.
This is Stephanie Nomadic Goddess.
This is Dre on motherfucking drums.
And we out. See you next week.
Deuces.
Yo.
Bye.
Later, man.
All right, man.